It's Thursday, September 22nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Morgan Stanley leaked customer data because it didn't wipe hard drives. An IT service company hires 300 for moonlighting, and tech employees are looking for a new job. This is the business of tech. Cliche not to look at. Federal regulators accused Morgan Stanley on Tuesday of astonishing failures that led to the mishandling of sensitive data on some 15 million customers. What was the mishandling? They did not properly dispose of the devices they were retiring, which held sensitive data. In one case, they hired a moving company with no experience or expertise in data destruction to decommission hard drives and services. That company went on to resell those machines with the data still there. Other ways, they failed to safeguard customer data and properly dispose of consumer report information in other ways, including when the firm shut down local office and branch servers. In one, 42 servers, all potentially containing unencrypted data and consumer report information, were missing. Morgan Stanley paid a fine of $35 million without admitting or denying the findings. Why do we care? Morgan Stanley had revenues of $13.1 billion for the second quarter of 2022, and its profit was $2.5 billion. These numbers were down. For those of us in IT services, we're screaming about the incompetence here. This is as blatant and careless as you can consider. And the end result? Clearly not that big a big deal. That's a parking ticket, not a serious fine. I'm not advocating for providers to not care about doing the job right, nor to ignore protecting data. I'm observing that unless the consequences are real, you shouldn't expect a change. Ponder how you feel about data protection laws now. IT services companies Wipro has fired 300 employees recently for moonlighting for the competition. The company employs 250,000 employees in over five dozen nations, and the chairman said Wednesday that the company finds moonlighting for competitors an act of integrity violation. Quote, as part of transparency, individuals can have candid and open conversations around playing in a band or working on a project over the weekend. That is an open conversation that the organization and the individual can make a concerted choice about on whether that works for them or doesn't, he said. But, quote, there is no space for someone to work at Wipro and competitor XYZ, and they would feel exactly the same way if they were to discover the same situation. That is what I meant. So I do stand by what I said. I do think it is a violation of integrity if you are moonlighting in that shape and form. The article from TechCrunch does note that, quote, some startups are embracing moonlighting as a perk. Swiggy, India's most valuable food delivery startup, told employees last month that they can take up a second job for pro bono or economic considerations after securing an internal approval. Why do we care? Do you have a policy here? Whether you allow moonlighting or not, a business should have a clear position. It's the confusion I'm advising against. Is it a competitive perk? Sure, maybe. For a competitor? I know I'd be uncomfortable with that one. Note that the example does include internal approval as a requirement, and thus, why you need a policy. And another hiring, staffing, and employee news, let's hit some numbers. There's confidence among tech workers. Over half, 57.1%, of employees surveyed are planning on looking for a new job in the next 6 months, and 22.2% are considering it. That from Hired 2022 Salaries Report. 67% report that they'd start looking for other work if their employer knocked back a pay raise request in the next 6 months. A further 23% would stay if declined a raise, but would push for other benefits such as stock options or more PTO. There's also more detailed coverage of that bait-and-switch job interview problem in Insider. What's that? A candidate hires a person to pretend to be them, gets interviewed, hired, and then the real candidate shows up for work. There's no hard data on the trend. The concern is how much easier it is to run that scam with interviewing via video chat or with employees working remotely. And again, from that Hired research, salaries for tech employees working remotely are outpacing those working in the office, with pay remaining at an all-time high. Why do we care? The theme continues to be overinvesting in people and people management. How good is your hiring process? Are you screening for scammers? How about ongoing? We care about this because this is continuing to be more and more difficult. Know about Nodeware? Nodeware is an in-demand and real-time cybersecurity solution that helps businesses reduce the risk of ransomware or other cyber attacks, all with breakthrough simplicity and affordability. With continuous vulnerability scanning, even during normal business hours, you'll get real-time alerts of network access and newfound risks, with easy and insightful reports to take action on and report to your customers. Want to learn more? Visit nodeware.com/partners to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is American Business Women's Day, so let's celebrate that 20% of leaders in the IT space that are women and look for continued growth there. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.